All right, we're back on.
Okay, so we just wanted to thank you for being here today, Ms. Gunn. Thank you for your compliance and for satisfying our requests. And at this time, the State Board of Nursing sees no need for any further action.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Sure. Do you have any questions of us?
I just appreciate your willingness to recognize my efforts and to try, you know, to recognize, and I'm humbled by this experience, and thank you for allowing me to continue on in my career. I really wanted to build on it eventually once I'm ready. So thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. Have a good rest of your day.
Thanks, you too. Okay, so Ellen, did you want to go ahead?
Yes, so looking at Douglas Beckstrand, he has, he has an out of range drug test on September 7th. With him not being here, I don't really have any explanation. It looks like it's dilute. So we don't know if he was, I know he works out a lot, so I don't know if that was a, you know, a situation where he was working out and drank a lot of water or whatever, you know, whatever the case may be. It looks like he hasn't had any missed check-ins and no positives. So I don't know that there's anything else we need to do other than follow through with his 6-month return, which I believe will be December. Is that correct?
That sounds great, Ellen. That's all we needed you to do was just kind of, sometimes we need that second opinion. So thank you.
Oh, sure. Yep. Okay. And then moving on to Chantel. So she had a request. I'm sorry? Did you say something?
Yeah.
Oh, so with Chantel, she had a request for early termination. So she has been on probation for 3 years. There were 2 out of ranges, but then they were negative. And she wants to be able to precept some students, and which she's unable to do at this time because of her probation. She has had no fines. She's been compliant other than those 2 out of ranges. She's working at a med spa and a transplant center. So she's been working. I don't see any told time. I don't see any non-compliance issues. So I really don't see any reason to not do an early termination on her. She's done really well. Is there any feedback from the board?
No, I think that sounds good.
Okay.
Do you want to make a motion?
Yes, I make a motion that we do an early termination for Chantel Duffy of her probation. She's done really well.
And Deborah seconds that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion passes.
Okay.
All right, and did we have anything else? Oh, Deborah, did you want to go over the essay?
Yes, her name is Shannon, and I can't pronounce her last name. It starts with a B. This is her initial essay with starting her probation here. She's originally out of New Jersey, where that's where her difficulty started. She talks a lot in the essay about the impact on her family, but she doesn't really talk a lot about her decisions and ability or inability to act in their professional. She has like 1.5 sentences at the end about nursing is what she really wants. So I would like to not accept the essay and have her resubmit it with a little bit more discussion about how her professional nursing practice has been impacted, what the potential impact is on her patients.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. And do we have any, go ahead, Sharon.
When do they want that due by?
What was that?
Do they have to extend the due date of today or?
Yeah. No. So I'm asking her to have it submitted by December 30th. That'll give her a couple months.
Okay. Do I have a second on that? Ralph, thank you so much. All in favor? Okay. Is there anybody else that I've missed?
No, but I do have one verbally that I just need to ask your opinion on.
Okay.
So I have a probationer, Jamie Waters. Mm-hmm. And if you remember, she's the one that we saw recently with Crohn's, and she's kind of working through some issues and wanted to get a job. So we kind of helped her out with an amendment. And long story short, she's working in a facility. But there's two things she's asking. The one is she only wants to work one 12-hour shift. And it requires you in the stipulation in order to work 16 hours to be considered practicing in the field. So what are your thoughts, recommendations on her only working 12 hours a week versus 16 hours a week? Because it's a health issue for herself. She's too tired, she can't work anymore. But she needs to at least work 12 for her insurance, which she needs the insurance for. But in the stip and order, it says that she's required to work 16 a week.
So we would have to make an amendment then and just cut the hours down to 12.
We have to make a motion.
I mean, I'm fine with that. What was her name again?
Jamie,
Jamie Waters.
I.E. Waters, yeah. Hang on.
Okay.
Waters.
Okay. Lisa,
this is Ralph Pittman. I make a motion for Ms. Waters that she be allowed to work 12 hours per week and still meet the requirement that she is working and employed in the nursing field to be in compliance with her stipend order.
Thank you. Do I have a second on that? Deborah, thanks so much. All in favor? Okay, so motion passes. Anything else that we have to discuss? Nope. So we'll see you back here for the next scheduled Board of Nurse meeting in November. So it is now 12:34 and this meeting is adjourned. Thank you everyone for coming.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Have a good day. Goodbye, everyone.
Thanks.